Hey there, Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner here with the next episode in our podcast series. Today I'm going to talk about something that I hope kind of fries you all as much as it does me. And this just happened a little bit ago, so pardon me. I'm going to get on my soapbox for a little bit, but I promise not to be too bad. I was talking to someone the other day, and subject turned to running, and they go, oh, I don't have time to run. Well, you know, that way they said it, and at that certain day, it just struck me wrong. You know, I just looked at him and I said, oh, what, you think I'm a slacker because I have time to run during the day? And then they, you know, got all defensive. Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. But it made me think, you know, I don't have time to run either, and I'm sure you don't really have time. I run a restaurant with my husband. I have an online retail business. I have a couple other online businesses. I travel to West Virginia, an hour and a half away from here, to take care of my mom a day and a half a week. You know, I have a household to run. I have things that I take care of, too. And you know, I wear a lot of hats during the day, as I'm sure we all do. So, no, I don't have time to run. But the difference is I make time to run. That's my mindset. And I think that if you're a serious runner, that's your mindset too. We don't have time, we make time. And that's a big difference. And, you know, there's some things that if you are just getting started running and you wonder about having time to run, well, you know, it's how you make the time. And, you know, one of the ways to make the time is decide what time of the day is best for you to run. And I know for me, the first thing in the morning is absolutely best for me, because my day gets crazy as the day goes on. I never know where I might be called to go here or to go there, or things just pop up. And running in the morning works best for me. And I know that's also for a lot of people too. Running early in the morning is a great way if you have young kids. Maybe your spouse, talk to them. They can kind of watch the kids in the morning while you go out for the run before they head off to work. You know, that's if you're a stay-at-home mom. But even if you work, that's a great thing to do too. And you have kids. You know, you can either maybe drop them off at daycare and get a quick run in before you go to work. Or like I said, you know, see if your spouse will help you out. Morning runners are a great thing, I think. Morning running is a great way to keep up with your running. Plus, it just gives you the energy to do what you need to do throughout the day. Now, I know that a lot of you out there aren't morning people, and trust me, I wasn't when I first started running. I always ran after work. But you can get used to it. After, you know, a couple weeks of getting up early, you'll find that you enjoy it. I love getting up before the sun comes up and getting my run in. And as I finish my run, as I'm coming back to my house, I come down this little hill, and it's right where the sun comes up in the mornings. And it's just wonderful to watch the sun coming up as I'm finishing my run. It feels great for me. You know, a lot of people make the time to do their runs during their lunch break. They like the break because it gives them, you know, a little division in their workday, gives them a little rest from the morning, and gives them the energy they need to get through the second half of the workday. If you've ever worked in an office, you know that 3 to 4 o'clock is just brutal. So a lot of people do that. Now, I know a lot of you may only have a half hour for lunch, and it's hard to get your run in and get cleaned up before you get back to work. But if you have a full hour, you can get a decent run in. Now, a lot of runners also choose to run after work or in the evenings. And I used to do this. It's a great stress reliever for me when I had a 9-to-5 and kind of a stressful job. So it helped me to get that out of my system before I got home to my husband. And I didn't take my work day out on him because I, you know, got it out of my system during my run. So that's a great thing to do. But the downside of that is you never know what's going to happen during the day. You might have an emergency meeting after work. You might just find that you have to have a presentation that has to be done by the next morning. All kinds of things can pop up that could put a crimp in your after-work running. So, you know, I'm still leaning toward early morning running, but, you know, that's just me, and I'm kind of prejudiced toward that. But, you know, when you run is a question only you can answer. It's up to you and your personality as to when you run. I personally love getting energized for my day and the peacefulness of the morning running, it works for me. But whatever time you run, remember to get it in when you can and make sure it's a priority for you. Like we said, you don't make time, you take the time. Now, we were talking about parents with young kids at home, whether you're male or female. You might be a stay-at-home dad, might be a stay-at-home mom. Like we said, you can run early in the morning before your spouse leaves for work. And by now, I hope you've explained to your significant other how much your running means to you. And if they're supportive, they'll help you out in the morning, or they'll help you see a way through this. They might even drop the kids off at daycare for you or at school while you're getting your run in. Talk to them. I'm sure they'll help you out. If you're a stay-at-home mom, it doesn't work. You could join a gym that has childcare. I used to have a friend that did that. She got her run in. Sometimes she left the gym. Sometimes she did it on the treadmill or the indoor track while their kids are having fun playing with others. You know, another plus side to this is that if you do go to a gym, you have access to the other equipment, so you could do some cross training or easy weight workouts if you didn't want to run on a certain day. You can also find other parents that want to run. You might swap child care duties. You watch the kids while they run. They watch the kids while you run. You know, it's all kinds of things that you can do if you think about it. And, you know, then there's also the baby stroller. A lot of children love heading out with their parents while they're running. It's also a little extra workout for you, because you get your little upper body workout while you're pushing your child. Your kids get fresh air, and it's a good time just for y'all to be together. And, you know, especially if you're a parent who feels guilty about their running, about spending time away from their kids, this is a good way for you to get your workout in, and you have your kids with you. You know, there's all kinds of things that you can do to make sure you get your run in. And I know a lot of them aren't always easy. I've run at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning before family surgeries. Or actually, I ran at 4:30 one morning before I had a procedure done. But it's what you do. If you're serious about your running and you're dedicated and you want to make your running a habit, well, then I know that you'll do whatever you want to do to get that run in. And it's not always easy. I admit that. There are some times when, you know, you have a busy day scheduled or life does sometimes get in the way. But how many times has that happened to you where you made the time for that run and when you got back, you felt so much better, you were energized to do what you needed to get done, or you just felt better about everything as a whole and things weren't as stressed as you thought they were? I know that's happened for me, and I'm sure it has for you, too. So anyway, I'm off my soapbox today. I'm going to cut this a little short, but don't let anybody make you feel bad that you're a runner. Don't let them take your joy of running away from you. You're doing something for your health. You're doing something for your family, because if you're healthy, you're able to take care of your family, you're able to be there with your family, and you're able to be with them longer, as running does promote a longer life. So don't let anybody make you feel guilty for your running. Don't let anybody make you feel that you're a slacker because you take time to run. Have the attitude you're a runner. It doesn't matter if you run a mile a day or 10 miles a day. You're out there doing it. You're a runner. You're not a slacker. And I'm proud of each and every one of us. So I'm off my soapbox for today. I've given you some tips on how you can fit running into your day if you do have some trouble making time. And hopefully given you all a little ammo for those people that try to make you feel guilty for saying that you don't have, they don't have time to run and kind of make you feel bad. Don't let them make you feel bad. Like I said, you're a runner. Get out there and do what you were made to do. This is Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner. Come on over and visit me on my blog at thestreakingrunner.com. And I hope you all have a great day. And as always, run happy.